What is Trump trying to do with the tariffs?
Trump is trying to do two things. One is he's trying to use the tariffs as a form of strong arming or arm wrestling, basically saying, I will put tariffs on you and I will only take them off if you take off yours.
Then why does he keep changing that to countries like China?
Okay, so be aware that this has actually not even been seriously attempted before.
Because it's illegal. It's illegal.
It's not illegal.
The president can't. Do you think the president of the United States is allowed to do unilateral econ policy?
The president of the United States has a lot of economic levers that he can use.
In times of national crises.
Exactly.
Our debt is not a national crisis. If it was, Trump would be even worse for it. But
well,
so we have no trade deals. We have no trade deals.
I think that $30 trillion of debt. Mm-hmm. I think that a stagnating economy. I think that
why did you say that the first Trump term was a good one? He added to the debt more than he needed to, right?
He added to the debt you'd have to put into the negative column. I mean, all presidents have added to the debt. Just look at essentially one out of every, I think, $4 in the country today was generated starting in 2020.
Sure, Trump is continuing to add to it even more.
Yes.
Right? Trump won't have a single budget surplus by the end of his presidential term, right?
Look, you should be happy with him for this. Trump is, in fact...
No, he won't have a budget surplus
Trump
by the end of his 4-year term.
Trump is a big spender when it comes to spending money. He's more like a Democrat in that regard.
Well, no, because Republicans have been the big spenders, right? Isn't a Democrat the last one with a budget surplus? Clinton?
Can we
not agree on basic facts here?
Clinton was...
Right?
Come on.
Wasn't Bush the Republican, the one that started all of the foreign wars?
The Clinton surplus was 100% the result of a peace dividend created by the collapse of the Soviet Union.
A surplus is a surplus. Donald Trump, you said collapse of the Soviet Union. Doesn't Donald Trump have like 9 country wars that he's ended? So we should have tons of surplus then, right? Do you agree? You acknowledge it by the end of Trump's 4 years, we will not be at a budget surplus, right?
I agree.
The debt point is missing.
The argument I made.
You just said he might solve the $30 trillion of debt, and now you're saying he's not going to take away from the budget deficit.
Well, you weren't listening to me. What I was saying was one way to solve the debt is to start paying it off. That's a very painful way when you consider that not only the vast majority of our budget is currently in entitlements, but those entitlements are scheduled to increase dramatically. So this is a painful way to do it. You can see why our congressmen and senators in both parties don't want to do that.
Well, but the person who hurt paying it off the most was Trump with the tax cuts. And they did it this year when they solidified the tax cuts, didn't they?
The very best way to pay off the debt is to enlarge the economic pie.
Which he's shrinking more than he should be. It should be growing faster, but the tariffs have hurt.
And what I was saying...
Why did they solidify the tax cuts?
I was saying that the combined effect, in my opinion, of energy unleashing... AI and robotics. The United States has been growing at a rate of somewhere around 1-2% for now decades. It was growing at 3-4% in the middle of the last century. If we can create growth rates of 5-9%, which are entirely in the realm of possibility.
Not when you hurt your trade relationship with every other country on the planet like we've done with the tariffs. You acknowledge, for instance, when Trump held up the tariff sign, that all those numbers were a lie, right? None of those tariffs were accurate for any other country, right?
Can you acknowledge that simple basic fact
that all the numbers on that chart were a lie? They used a math formula.
What is not a lie?
When he held up the sign, didn't he lie to the American public, to you and me and everybody else in here and the entire world when he said, these are the tariffs that every other country has on us? That was a lie, right?
Well... It was a negotiating tactic.
It was a lie to negotiate?
It was a negotiating tactic. Look.
But it was a lie then. It was a lie to negotiate.
Trump,
it was a lie, right?
Trump.
Who were you negotiating with? The Fox News ratings?
No.
His YouTube views? It was a lie.
Are you saying that
I'm saying those numbers were a lie.
If I'm negotiating with you.
Yeah, and you lied to me, I wouldn't negotiate with you. But those numbers were a lie, right?
If I'm negotiating with you and an NPR reporter comes to me and asks me something and I say, this is going to be the result, I'm actually speaking to you, but if I were to tell the NPR, oh, guess what? Let me give you my actual negotiating position, okay? Because you can then put it on NPR and the Chinese will figure it out by tomorrow morning.
I think I would probably use the massive governmental apparatus I have to negotiate to do that because that seems like a more
appropriate because the massive governmental apparatus we have has proven to be completely and utterly incompetent.
So then everything that comes from the Trump administration, I should interpret as being potentially fallacious. It could all be a lie because he's trying to negotiate with other people. Then I can't trust anything.
I'm saying negotiation is a moving ball. I'm saying that Trump is very capable of putting on a tariff and saying, I'm going to put on this tariff on January 7th, and then he doesn't do it. Is he lying? No, he's not lying.
No, no, that's
he's
not what we're talking about.
When he to do it.
Well, he did
he
do
did
it, number
something
one.
For it.
The big chart was a lie. Why can't we just admit that? This is what I'm talking about at the very beginning
I'm
of this conversation.
Look
at the realities. It was a lie.
I'm saying that these bombastic claims
were lies.
In the course of negotiation, it doesn't even matter because the real issue is what are you getting in the deal?
If I don't know if you saw me walk up on stage, but if I put in my Tinder profile that I'm 6'2", and I show up at my date with really good posture, does that count as just being bombastic, or would that be a
All
lie?
Right, let me give you an example for why.
Well,
why,
let's have an example. How about when the president held up a board with a bunch of tariff numbers, and they were all lies? Wouldn't that be a lie? Can we just say that was a lie?
I'm saying that presidents, I'm in the course of foreign policy and trade negotiations, every president lies to us all the time.
Give me an example of a single other example where a president has lied like that to the American public.
Okay. I would say that every deal that the United States has
struck... One example.
I'll give you 10 examples.
Just one. I just need one.
Yeah. Okay. So the United States, for example, lies about its dealings with terrorists. It lies about... Reagan lied about...
I'm sorry.
About,
hold on. National security secrets with...
We're not talking about secrets. We're not talking about secrets.
...are not economic deals. We don't lie. The American president doesn't lie to the public about economic deals.
We're not talking about national security secrets. I'm talking about national security policies.
I'm talking about economic trade deals.
I'm saying economic... For Trump, when you're dealing with foreign adversaries, the distinction between a trade deal and a hostage swap... and a deal with Maduro to get out, these are all on a continuum.
Maybe that's the problem with Trump.
That's not a problem.
Every single thing with him feels like a hostage negotiation.
Well, because it is. That's the way the world is.
I agree with you, it is. That's not the way the world is, though.
We haven't
known
that way
until Trump was president. He holds our allies hostage. He has our economy hostage. He's holding immigrants hostage, sometimes illegally detained or otherwise, and he lies to us in order to sell his deals to personally enrich
himself. Maduro has a call with Trump. Maduro makes a call to Trump. Maduro says, I'm going now based on public reports. Maduro says, give me $100 million thereabouts. Let me stick in there for a few months. Let my handpicked deputy Delcy Rodriguez run, and I will actually have a free election. This is Maduro in the phone call to Trump. Trump says nothing about any of this. Trump comes and says something completely unrelated, which on the face
of... You notice how we're not talking about the lie about the tariffs at all. This is, you're talking about like national security, military related stuff. I'm just saying Donald Trump lied with the tariffs. It's very obvious that he lied. We have zero trade deals right now, even though we say we'd have 100 deals in 100 days or 90 deals in 90 days.
Are you saying, okay, let me ask you this.
I'm saying he lied about the tariffs.
What amount of money does the U.S. Treasury have as a result of tariffs that it wouldn't otherwise have? What is that number?
Wasn't it $200 billion or something? I don't remember. What was it?
You don't know.
No, because
you have no idea.
Less, well, it's way less than what we would have gotten if we would have just not kept those tax cuts that Trump solidified with the OBBA or whatever.
So you don't even know what it is, but you are quite sure that it would have been more if he didn't do it.
Well, I know it's in the ballpark.
And so what I'm getting at is
$200 billion. Well, what is
your
number? Wait, what is the number?
Your
guess is it? Is about? Isn't it about 100?
It's a giant number, right? So the number.
Wait, you have no idea. You're
no.
I don't have an idea.
The number. Hold on.
I think our having no ideas are very different. My understanding is in the ballpark of like $200 billion-ish.
Okay, I can estimate the number because we're talking about a number. We're talking about a $2,000 rebate to all Americans who make under $100,000.
That's not happening. That's not going to happen.
Okay. All right.
It's not. I'll bet you, I'll give you 10-1 odds on 100 bucks if you want.
So,
it'll never happen.
Let's put it this way.
Okay.
You are less curious about the actual tariff revenue benefit than you are to scoring a gotcha on a press conference where you go, Trump misrepresented the tariffs, which is admittedly a moving target, but
no,
the actual benefit to U.S. citizens
about it.
Is a matter of
complete
indifference to you.
Import taxes. Do you admit that a tariff is an import tax?
A tariff is an import tax that can be borne either by the... No, that doesn't follow. It can be borne either by the producer or the consumer.
It's paid for by the consumer.
Okay, economic illiteracy 101. Let's look at an example. No, false. Let's say I'm Mercedes. Okay, I'm Mercedes-Benz. And I'm charging
Let me hold on. Because I already know what the explanation. No, because I already know the explanation. I can do it faster. You're going to say that technically the producer or the supplier of a thing can actually decrease their prices a little bit in order to make the price a little bit more bearable at home because of the import taxes that are being paid. And you would be correct in that. An economic analysis, a true one, would yield that it's about 50-50 paid for by the consumer and the producer. That's still a bad state of affairs where we're paying an import tax, and now we have the ability to import less, and the foreign suppliers are supplying us less as a result of that. If you want to go with the actual econ answer, that's fine. These are the same economists, by the way, that all support central banking and currency controls and everything else, by the way. Well, they're happy to cite here, and they're all opposed to tariffs as a form of economic policy as well.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is that a minute ago, you said that tariffs were borne by the consumer, and then you suddenly realize that that's not true, and that Mercedes, if they are going to increase the cost of a Mercedes, let's just say by $40,000, now going to realize that many people would rather buy other types of cars or American-made cars, and so Mercedes decides, listen, we're making 40 grand on a car, we can't afford to eat the entire tariff, but maybe we can afford to eat 30K, and we'll only make $10,000 on our car, and businesses make these decisions all the time, and you
I was giving a simplified answer to somebody who found out
It's not a simplified answer.
The question is,
no.
At some point, they will stop producing. They stop producing. They just won't make those products.
It's not a simplified answer. You were lying to the audience in the hope that you could get away with it. I called you on it. You quickly beat a retreat, and so because you realize I can't get away with this lie, I now have to explain the process in which prices are determined.
Okay, you know what? You got me completely in a lie. Would you admit that an income tax isn't borne completely by a worker then? That companies are forced to offer higher wages as a result of potentially higher income taxes?
Companies are not forced to do anything.
Oh my God.